For the past 4 years, 100% of graduates at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in East Baltimore were accepted into college. The college prep school's officials say they work hard to keep their mainly low-income students on track and have many success stories. WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn visited the school this week and filed this report.
It's final exam time at Cristo Rey, and these students are slowly going to their seats.
All of your belongings should be at the front of the classroom. There will be absolutely no talking from the time that the first exam
10th grader Wayne Massey didn't follow those instructions and was sent to Dean Derek Lifsey's office for talking. He'll take the exam after school. Dressed in the required tie, white shirt, and khakis, Massey sits at a table in Lifsey's office looking dejected. But instead of focusing on what he'd done wrong, Lifsey took a more positive approach.
Great young man, got a lot of potential.
You were just having a bad day?
Yeah, you can see that.
Bad day or bad moment?
Bad moment.
Right, because you still have the rest of your day, correct?
Correct.
And you're going to make that a good day.
All right.
Lifsey believes his approach keeps students motivated when he tries to turn negative situations into something positive. Like most of the 420 students, Massey is on a scholarship at the private school. He points to a book on Lifsey's desk that he read for class about a student who lived in a rough neighborhood but succeeded anyway. He says it reminds him a bit of himself and what he endures daily on his way to Cristo Rey.
So when I walk to the bus stop, they normally see me with my tie, dress shoes, khakis, and they usually make fun of me. Most of the time I ignore it, but other times I might say something back.
According to Lifsey, Massey is not alone in getting teased for wearing the school's uniform in his neighborhood.
We've lost a few students who felt as though that they were being teased or picked at.
Lifsey says they also lose students who have trouble keeping up with the school's rigorous college prep curriculum. Students also work once a week in a corporate internship each year. Tony Hawk, who graduated this year, at one time felt that it was too much. He taught dancing and had two jobs to help his single mother with bills. His grades suffered.
At the beginning of the school year, my GPA was a 1.8, and by the time I graduated, it came up to a 3.0. No, sorry, 3.1. I managed my time better. I quit one of my jobs.
Hawk's advisors helped him make those changes. His classmate Reggie Baylor says the school supports them, especially when they feel overworked and want to give up.
At Cristo Rey, we have teachers that actually care about us and our work. Like the teachers, they just stay on you, on your work. If you fall back, we have academic support so that we could be prepared for college.
According to the school's college counselor, Gina King, Cristo Rey usually has about 120 ninth graders, but that number drops to about 70 students in the senior class.
Everyone struggles with retention, and for our students, it's no different and sometimes even worse because they're dealing with so many other issues rather than just catching the right bus. It's catching three buses and a shuttle. It's making sure that your brothers and sisters are at school before you are. It's getting home to take care of your grandmother because your mom is working two shifts.
But even so, King says they do not lower their academic expectations for students, but give them extra personal support to keep them in school.
Many times we're parents to our students, and we fill in for the parent who can't. And we try to be as much of a home and a support structure and a ladder for our kids rather than just a school.
King says most Cristo Rey students qualify for free and reduced meals and are striving to be college first in their families. For those who need additional help, Dean says they have many programs and resources.
The biggest thing that we have is we have a mentorship program here at Cristo Rey. We also have resources where students can tap into after-school programs that would help them in any given field of studies that they're struggling in. There are times where we may have to pick up the tab for a student to catch the bus to get here. There are times where we may have to get uniforms. So we're trying to constantly tweak and do things to help those students who may be on that borderline of potentially not being successful.
And Dean says the school has separate lifestyle classes for male and female students that they all take to help them with their challenges.
We talk about everything under the sun, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We get a feel for what they're dealing with on the outside, and then we're going to show you how to take those struggles and turn them around and flip them.
And the school has many success stories, evident at this year's graduation. Enoch Pratt Free Library CEO Carla Hayden congratulated them on their 100% college acceptance rate.
For many of you, it probably wasn't all that easy to get to this day. But despite the obstacles, the hard journey, you did it. You've earned it.
Valedictorian Diamani Clifton.
To the class of 2014,
all I can say is simply this. We made it!
Outside, Sheila Mabry takes pictures with her granddaughter, graduate Michaela Munns. She says the scholarship Munns received was a godsend.
It really did me good because I was the only person in the household working. So they really helped her, and they stood by Michaela.
Hugging her son, graduate Latroy Lambert, Rachelle Melvin said because of his scholarship, she only paid $90 a month in tuition. In addition, she says the school...
Yeah, have him prepared for college. He's going to Essex first, and then he's going to transfer to his four-year college.
Back at Crystal Ray, alumni coordinator Maya Shipley says she keeps up with their college students through the internet, helps them with financial aid forms, and makes campus visits to see if the students are doing okay.
I had one student who I visited with at a college who just hated the school. It was her first semester. She felt like everyone was different from her, and I encouraged her to try to get involved with the campus, and she did, and she's still there, and she's actually going to Italy next fall to study abroad.
While visiting the school last week, 2012 Crystal Ray valedictorian Jasmine Crafton, a St. Joseph University student, says Shipley helped her when she struggled in a chemistry class.
I was really discouraged, and for a period of time, I felt like I was going to lose my scholarship, so I really just had to come here to get a reassurance that sometimes you are going to do poorly in a class, and sometimes it does take extra time, more hours in the library, more time studying. Just really take more time in a class so you can excel the way you're used to it.
And as these graduates prepare for college, alumni coordinator Shipley is looking forward to next year when the school's first students graduate from college. 69% are currently enrolled in college. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.